This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It's 5:15. You're with Em on Joy Drive for your Wednesday afternoon. You may have heard of Earth Hour. It's the world's largest movement for the environment, and it started right here in Australia in 2007. This year marks its 15th year, and climate change continues to dramatically affect our environment and ecosystems. This year, there is a specific focus, and here to tell us about it is engagement specialist at WWF Australia, Jasmine Ledger. Jasmine, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks so much, Em. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. What is Earth Hour and when is it on in 2022?
Sure. So Earth Hour is the world's largest movement for the environment. Each year we see hundreds of millions of people around the world come together to call for stronger action on climate change. And the way they do this, the way they demonstrate their support, is by switching their lights off for an hour. So this year, Earth Hour is at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 26th of March.
And what is Earth Hour's 2022 focus?
Well, every year our focus is on climate change, and it's especially relevant this year. We're seeing the heartbreaking impacts of climate change in Australia right now. It's making extreme weather events like floods and bushfires more frequent and unpredictable, and it's also threatening vital, iconic ecosystems like our very own Great Barrier Reef, threatening it with things like mass coral bleaching events.
What is coral bleaching?
That's a very good question. Reefs are an incredibly important part of our ecosystem, but they're also very sensitive. And so a warming planet means a warming ocean, and a change in ocean temperatures causes these mass coral bleaching events, which can see large swathes of the reef slowly die.
It's very devastating, and certainly there have been so many climate impacts here in Australia specifically. It's a global event, though, Earth Hour, isn't it?
That's right. So it did start, as you said, it started here in Australia in 2007. Back then, we were the only country that switched off. Since then, it's grown to include 192 countries around the world.
Wow. And so as individuals, we can switch off our lights in the 8:30 hour on March 26th. And what does that actually, what does that actually do to, I guess, make this change that we need to see?
No, that's a really good question, and we get it all the time. The reason that we ask everyone to switch their lights off is because, fortunately for us in Australia, it's a really accessible and easy way for people to take part. But of course, it's not just about demonstrating the fact that so many people want to see stronger action on climate change. At the core of the movement, we're encouraging Aussies everywhere to make little changes in their daily lives to support stronger action on climate change. So there are things we can do as individuals, like switching to a solar energy provider or a sustainable superannuation provider. You can even change your phone plan, which I didn't even know was a thing, or walking to work. Those kinds of little changes can, you know, seem minor in our day-to-day routine, but they can have a big impact that helps protect our natural ecosystems.
What are some immediate bigger changes that need to be made to, I guess, aid in what is happening with climate change?
Yeah, well, here in Australia, there are quite a few things we can do. And although we are seeing the impacts of climate change in our backyard right now, we absolutely still have time to make a difference. So on a sort of broader scale, in Australia, we need to accelerate our transition to renewable energy and reduce our contribution to global emissions and climate change.
Fantastic. I mean, you made it sound so easy.
if only it was.
Now, there is an easy, I guess, thing that we can all do as individuals, and that is to get involved this Earth Hour, which is March 26th. What do we need to do if we do want to switch off? Do we just switch our lights off, or is there something that we need to, I guess, register for?
Yeah, I mean, of course, switching your lights off is step number one, but we love to know how many Aussies take part. So make sure you sign up to switch off at earthhour.org.au. And doing so brings a couple of benefits too. So everyone who signs up for Earth Hour this year goes into the running to win a 7-day adventure to North Queensland with Intrepid Travel. So it's a great opportunity to experience the ecosystems that we need to protect firsthand. And then another thing we're doing, WWF Australia has partnered with Documentary Australia to host the Earth Hour Film Festival on the day of Earth Hour. So everyone who signs up will gain an exclusive invitation, and you'll get to see a number of inspiring documentaries, along with the latest short film produced by award-winning filmmaker Damon Gammo, which is called Regenerating Australia.
Sounds amazing. Well, I will certainly be switching off on March 26th at 8:30 for the 15th Earth Hour. So thank you so much for chatting with us about it, Jasmine.
No worries. Thank you, Em, and thank you for switching off.
Thanks. That's Jasmine Ledger, who is the Engagement Specialist at WWF Australia. And for more info or to get involved, once again, you can head to earthhour.org.au.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.